B-Pod Studios.
97.5, The Fanatic.
And every Thursday at this time, we bring in the ace of fantasy football for ESPN. And Natalie, he is brought to us by
Family and Company Jewelers. If you're thinking about getting engaged, make Family and Company Jewelers your first stop for your fantasy engagement ring. Family and Company Jewelers, South Jersey's diamond destination.
All right, of course, he is the great Eric Carabel. Hello, Eric Carabel.
Mike, you're too kind. How are you, sir?
we're doing fantastic. All right, let's start. Let's get right into it here because I always like to go Eagles on you. Now, there's Burrow could be a play against this defense, or could the Eagles offense be a play because they're not very good defensively? Or are you looking at any particular players in this game?
Burrow's a good play. He's a much better player than Wentz is. The Eagles can obviously be thrown on. There's no pass rush. Cincinnati has good wide receivers. The Eagles do not. I've got Burrow as the number 12 quarterback this week, and I've got Wentz 18. Wentz is number 25 among quarterbacks after 2 weeks. He's worse than Teddy Bridgewater. And I don't think that's going to get any better this week. You can throw in Cincinnati, but who's he throwing to? He's got two tight ends. One of them looks disinterested, and you know which one I'm talking about. So I just don't think this Eagles passing game is going to get well just because they're playing a bad opponent.
Mm. All right, how about Miles Sanders?
He's great. I have no problem with Miles Sanders. He had a nice work. But last week, obviously, Boston Scott's not doing much, so it's Miles Sanders. Cincinnati has a good running back, too. That's the difference here. They have a more balanced offense with Mixon. But I think Miles Sanders is the best play if you got an Eagle here. Obviously, both tight ends are in play. You can make the case for Goddard over Ertz if you want. But I think both of them are top 10 tight ends because there's nowhere else other than Sanders for Wentz to throw the ball to when he's accurate. Should be a high-scoring game because neither team can defend very well. But, you know, Wentz has to fix things here with his decision-making first and his accuracy. It's not all the offensive line. It's not all because of DeSean Jackson and the coaching. It's him.
See, you kind of like Burrow. I mean, 12 is not that high, but you kind of like him, and you like Mixon.
Yeah, I like them both. And I think Cincinnati's got A.J. Green and Tyler Boyd, too. So it's potentially dynamic offense. And Burrow as a rookie, we almost never have a rookie quarterback ranked well. But Burrow, what he did at LSU last season and the way he looked the first 2 weeks, I think he's going to end up being a fantasy starter pretty soon in this league.
Wow. All right. We'll see what happens. Any particular guys that just bust out at you, either quarterback, wide receiver, or running back this week?
I mean, obviously the big game this week is the Monday game between Lamar Jackson and Patrick Mahomes. But one of those two defenses is better than the other. So I have Jackson ahead of Mahomes. In fact, I have a couple other quarterbacks ahead of him. Dak Prescott, Russell Wilson, Kyler Murray. These guys use their legs. That's something interesting. Watch out for that game tonight. Jacksonville does not have its kicker or its top wide receiver. So please make sure you go through your active lineup and get the right guys in there. But there's other quarterbacks. Tannehill against Minnesota. They can't defend against the pass. Trubisky, Atlanta. That was embarrassing last week. Trubisky should throw well this week. And Tom Brady, that's a big one at Denver. He's got to bounce back here or else we might just give up on Brady for the season.
All right, let's get to the people's questions on email and on Twitter. First of all, let's go with a quarterback question from Tyler. Do I start Breeze or Rodgers?
It's not Breeze. It really isn't. And we don't know if he's going to have Michael Thomas for that Monday game. So I think Rodgers is actually a pretty decent play this week against Breeze's team. But to me, Breeze is a big risk. He's not throwing the ball downfield at all.
All right. Brian says, is Gurley ever going to deliver this year?
No. He has broken zero tackles so far this year. It's really hard to do to be a starting running back and break zero tackles. He's a goal line guy only, catches no passes. Trade him now if you can. He should never be a top 20 running back in our rankings.
Interesting. Okay. Matt needs help choosing the better tight end in his PPR league. Goddard or Tyler Higbee this week?
I have Higbee. I do think Higbee, who had three touchdowns against us, but even against a team that has linebackers, I still think Higbee is a play every week. And the Eagles' tight ends basically take away from each other. So they're both in my top 10, but Higbee is a definite top 10 guy.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
97.5, The Fanatic.
All right, now, all the way from Phoenix, Drew is trying to get your attention here with this question. I'm decimated with injuries. Do I go with DeAndre Swift or Ronald Jones?
Yeah, that's decimated. I think Swift is the call here. He's a guy catching passes. Ronald Jones is clearly the number two running back there for Tampa Bay. But with Detroit, I do think Swift is going to get more and more run. They can't keep playing Adrian Peterson. So I would play the Philly kid, Swift.
All right, our producer on NBC Sports Philly, Booney, Cam Newton or Lamar Jackson, he's asking.
I have Jackson 1. I think you have to make him 1 pretty much every week along with Mahomes. But Cam, I have him like number 5 or 6. I mean, look, great numbers, and nobody can stop him on the run, but to me, Lamar Jackson is dominant.
All right, Ollie in Warrington wants to know, will Fuller, CeeDee Lamb, and DJ Moore, he needs 2.
It's not Fuller, and the reason why is because he's never healthy. This Philly kid, he leaves games injured, he misses games. That Houston offense is a mess right now. Lamb is clearly over Michael Gallup in Dallas. And I think you have to play the Carolina top receiver. But to me, Will Fuller is not a play anymore.
All right, let's stay with the receivers. Nick, T.Y. Hilton against the Jets or Devontae Parker to Jags tonight?
You know, I want to say Parker, but I mean, Indianapolis' offense is doing fine. Rivers throws the ball, and what a great matchup against the Jets. So I do have Hilton ahead of Parker, but I like them both.
All right, now let's go to Twitter. Sean wants to know, A.J. Green, wait a minute, I screwed that up. Sean wants to know, Cook, Mixon, Jones, or Connor, he needs 3 in a 1-point PPR league.
Cook, Mixon, Jones, or Connor. Cook's an excellent play every week. You never sit him. I don't think Mixon is a bad play at all against the Eagles. I'm trying to think who Jones, if it's Aaron Jones, you got to play him. And that would be Connor would be the man out there.
Okay.
Connor is a good play. He played well in week 2, but you can't sit those other guys.
All right, A.J. Green getting a little love from the people here. Jeremy says A.J. Green or Mike Williams on the flex.
Yeah, I'd play A.J. Green there. I mean, he's been a little unlucky so far. He's getting plenty of targets. He's just not cashing him in. That's not really Burrow's fault. But Mike Williams is not a PPR guy. Doesn't get a lot of receptions.
All right, Hugh says A.J. Green, Jerry Jeudy, or Jerick McKinnon?
I don't trust McKinnon's health. He's a little bit like Fuller to me. He can get hurt anytime anybody can, but McKinnon misses a lot of games. I'd play Green there and Jeudy second.
All right. Mace wants to know, is Joshua Kelly a play this week with McCaffrey out?
I think he'd play every week. He's getting plenty of rushing attempts, even with Eckler in that same backfield. Joshua Kelly is turning into a top 20 running back right now. He's going to get touchdowns. I don't care who he's playing every week. He's ahead of Gurley, I'll put it that way.
All right, second part of this question is he a better option than Emmanuel Sanders or DeSean Jackson for a flex?
Absolutely. Sanders, you saw last week for the Saints, did nothing, and that was with Michael Thomas out. And DeSean plays, what, 2/3 of the snaps, and Wentz can't find him? Yeah, you can't play those receivers anymore.
All right, here's Will. Will's in a 2-quarterback league. He's got Lamar and Mahomes. If he had to trade one for a stud running back, who do you trade?
I would actually trade Lamar, but after this week. I do think, and it's not a bad thing to keep them both, by the way, because you don't want your opponents in this league to have the second-best quarterback. So unless it's a top, like, 6 or 7 running back, I keep them both and just everybody else, you know, tough.
All right, and finally, Josh, have we seen enough from James Robinson, the Jags, to trust him in a flex over Tyler Boyd?
Well, this week is tough because obviously Tyler Boyd won't get the Eagles' top cornerback, so he should have a monster game. But James Robinson gets more volume. I think he's a weekly flex. Yeah, and you have to play him tonight. I think James Robinson is worth playing over Boyd. Yeah, sure.
All right. There's one. We have a call. We have a caller on the screen.
No, this was from Twitter.
Oh, this is on Twitter.
Yeah.
Mike Davis or Devontae Parker?
I mean, Davis is McCaffrey's filling for Carolina. He should get plenty of volume there. I think it's good enough to play Davis this week.
All right, and one just came in under the wire here. Fantasy trade help he needs. He says Michael needs a backup wide receiver to Evans and Robinson. Should he trade Ronald Jones for Edelman?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think Jones is going to be better over the long haul than Fournette, but it's probably both going to, you know, have the same volume. So Edelman's good. You saw last week. Cam can find him deep. I would take Edelman.
All right. Sounds good. Eric, as always, the fastest 10 minutes in sports talk radio history for fantasy football. We did it again.
Go Eagles. Go Phillies.
All right, brother. We'll talk to you. There he is. Eric Carabel.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.